Hi, this is Gian, and you're listening to My 88.
You're listening to My 88. Wayne Tung's with you this morning. Very excited to have this guest on the line. She is a sensation in the Aussie music industry. Had one of the best albums of 1989. It is Gian. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Wayne.
Now, Gian, you and I, many years ago, met. I was a contestant on a game show called It's Rockademic on Saturday Morning Live, and you got partnered with a celebrity, and you were my partner for my first week.
Oh, there you go.
It was a great. We won, so that's great.
Sorry, I sort of vaguely. What show was that? Was that
Saturday Morning Live? Jono and Dano, Saturday Morning Live.
Yeah. Oh my God, did we win?
Yes, we did. You helped me win, and then the following week, I was on with Lisa from Girl Overboard, and we lost.
Oh, shoot. Oh, she was a sweetheart.
Yes, she was.
It wasn't about, was it knowledge or was it?
It was music. Rock? It was music trivia.
Cool. I'm glad we won.
Yeah. And then my favorite part of the whole thing, it was just before your album was coming out, and you took the album in to show them on the show, and you signed it and gave it to me, and I have played it ever since all these years.
Oh, that's very sweet. Is it worn out?
It is quite worn out. It still looks good. I've kept it in good condition, but, it certainly looks well-loved.
Oh, so you can't wear out streaming, can you?
No. I have probably listened to your album a little bit more on streaming. Let's actually talk about that album, that first album of yours, which is truly wonderful. It must have been exciting for you to see the response that people had to it.
Yes, it was, truly. Indeed, it was very surprising. Because you just make these things, you're not quite sure how they're going to be received. So I would say the most significant moment for me with that album was heading out on tour on the Pacific Highway and being in a Tarago with the band, and it came on the radio for the first time I heard it. I think that's probably the most profound memory I have of that album and single release.
And that really is the dream, isn't it? Hearing yourself on the radio. And I suppose it must be also lovely to do your shows and to just see people singing Wait word for word.
Yeah, because, quite honestly, that is not an easy song for anyone to hum along. So I was impressed that people could hit that note on Wait. It's a bit anthemic for, just a campfire song, isn't it?
You know, I sing along to it. I don't sound anywhere near as good as you, but I'm as passionate.
Good. Yeah. It was penned from such a sort of a lament of a place of deep longing and viewing that film where Meryl Streep makes her debut on The French Lieutenant's Woman. It's strange to see such a romantic lyric make the general population, if you get my drift.
Yeah, definitely. Now, it got to number 14 as well on the Aussie charts. That must have been so lovely for you.
Oh, yes, it was. It was. It was just not a song that I would have thought to be released as a single. In fact, I had pegged Black Wedding Ring to be the first single, but I was my arm got twisted very heavily by the label. So they sort of thought that they knew best, and they probably did by the looks of it. Yeah, I'm not a good judge of what is commercially viable, but it was wonderful to be welcomed into the arena with that song.
Yes, it's a great song. And you mentioned Black Wedding Ring. I was having a listen to the album again yesterday, and that is my equal favourite song, along with Don't Ask Me Why, which is a song I just really love and identify with so much. Ask me why, I'm here to cry, but I do, yes I do. Don't ask me why, I'm here to cry, but I do, yes I do.
Oh, very sweet. Yeah. Both songs dear to my heart. I didn't really understand Wedding Ring when I wrote it, and then I walked into it. I think a lot of songwriters are quite prophetic when they write, and they're not quite, some of us aren't quite sure where that lyric came from or what it actually means, and then you find yourself walking into it. So, then I was having a sort of a black wedding ring. I didn't really understand what I actually penned on the page until it. I asked a friend, but it's an uncelebrated love. It's a love. How do you say in the shadows, a secret love affair? Yeah. One that sadly can't be celebrated. Yeah.
Which is sad. Now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something.
I don't do that anymore. Okay. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore.
Good. That is good to hear. As long as we grow, that is all that matters. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Now, from that album as well, you did win the 1990 ARIA Award for Best New Artist. So exciting.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was exciting. It was, I was a bit speechless up there receiving that one.
Now, let's head back a little even further to 1986, to one of Australia's favourite television shows, Star Search, and you were a winner on that show. What was that process like?
Well, I had just broken up from my first original band in Sydney called Haiku, and everybody was going their separate ways. And my partner then and I decided that maybe I should go on Star Search, which sort of went against a lot of my ethics, because I never saw music as a competition, even though I'd been raised on those, New Faces and Red Faces and Young Talent Time shows. So I made a vow to myself that if I went on Star Search, I would compete against myself. And I really stuck to that. And I just love people. And I just thought, how can you judge somebody's style against somebody else's style, because it's also varied and also different. So I used it very much to explore a lot of sides of myself that I had only done in sort of in an original band, and then also I got to sort of really immerse myself in TV land and learn the ropes of how TV worked and how cameras worked and so I used it as a great education, as well as winning. It was great to win, because then I could set myself up at home with a recording studio, which I really needed.
Which certainly then helped, because you a few years later you suddenly had a recording contract, released a great album.
See, one thing followed the other. It all made sense back in those days. I don't know. It really did. You sort of, the law of nature was, if you really focused and really got very passionate and disciplined, things just sort of made sense. It's a very different model now.
Yeah, 100%. Now, I was looking at your Wikipedia page before, and I saw something which completely surprised me. I didn't know. It said that you did a cameo in Young Einstein.
Did it? I think people can add things into your Wikipedia that are sometimes not true unless somebody's...
That one's not true.
I like it.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I was like, I'm going to have to go watch it back now. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was conscious most of my life, and I don't remember that one.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? There's worse things that people can make up about you.
Yeah, true.
Now, this one I know is true. You actually are a published author. How was that for you, going from writing music to doing other forms of writing?
It's kind of where my passion lies right now. So it's scary, and I do go beyond my depth because you sort of lose the ground that you're used to walking on, and I think that's very healthy for an artist. So, look, I haven't put out a book in long form, but that is what I'm broaching at the moment, which is just a coming-of-age memoir. It's kind of 15 months of my life that read like a very, how can I say this, full-impact Priscilla, Queen of the Desert meets, I don't know, yeah, I'm stuck for words here. Anyway, that's long form. So I have immersed myself in sort of clinics and writing workshops and trying to get my long form, because I'm very good at adept at short form, and poetry's always been a friend. So and songwriting is definitely something that, you know, seems pretty natural to me. But the long form is kind of frightening, and the thing is to hold my own interest. So I guess if I can hold my own interest, then I'm happy and see how it goes.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Now, you are still doing lots of performing as well, but we need to head a bit further out from Sydney if we want to see you play live.
Yeah, I'm a regional person. I do a lot more gigs up in the Northern Rivers than anywhere else. But I'm sort of working on a project with a friend who's a choreographer, Meryl Tankard, who does live between Sydney and a place called Gulgong. And so hopefully by the end of the year that should bear fruit and may see us more visiting the major cities, which would be fun.
Wonderful. When you do, we'll get you back on the show and we'll definitely promote it. But thank you so much, Gian, for chatting to us today.
Thanks, Wayne. It's been a pleasure.
Now let's leave it with a really fantastic song we were just talking about. Here's Black Wedding Ring on My 88.